All right, let's start off, Steve, with your name and title.
Steve Brown, Cotton Development Specialist with Dow AgriSciences.
Dr. Brown, let's start off with the nematode. Obviously, Dr. Kimmerright has said for years that it's probably one of the most undermanaged issues that we have in the Southeast, and y'all are trying to change that. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, root knot nematodes have been around in cotton in the Southeast for many, many years. Most often they're associated with sandy soils. We're seeing, in the absence or with the loss of Timic over the last couple of years, we're seeing a buildup of root knot pressure in cotton. You see a lot of cotton with tremendous galling, and it's getting worse and worse. What we've done, we've introduced two or three years ago Phytogen 367, which has pretty good root knot tolerance. In fact, I think it's the best available in the marketplace today. In 2014, we'll be introducing Phytogen 427 WRF, which is not root knot tolerant, but we think is root knot resistant. It takes the resistance that we see in 367 to a significantly better level. And we put it under extreme pressures in field trials this year. It looks great in terms of nematode tolerance. So we're looking for yield data this fall and think it will offer growers a great option where they've got root knot that they really can't deal with or haven't been able to deal with existing tools. It represents a nice addition to our portfolio to the farmer options for dealing with root knot nematodes.
And speaking of those varieties, obviously that's kind of the big news every year, kind of look what's coming down the pipeline. And this year, y'all have more than usual. I believe you said six.
Yeah, we normally might introduce one variety a year. We're not big in just throwing a bunch of them out there. But this year, or in 2014, we'll be introducing six new varieties. And very exciting. We've got early, we've got mid to fulls, we've got some new technologies coming to the marketplace. So we do have a nice pipeline of genetics as well as technologies coming to the marketplace in 2014. In terms of varieties, we'll see a variety, brand new one, Phytogen 333 WRF. We think it's going to be a new yield beater. It's very exciting. We introduced in 2013 in a very limited way, Phytogen 339. It's going to be available in larger quantities next year, and it's looked very, very good. Another new variety we're bringing to the marketplace is a nematode-resistant variety, 427. Then we're bringing a mid-to-full variety, 599 to add with what we introduced in 2013, 575. And probably in terms of technology, we're introducing the next generation of insect traits, which will be called Wide Strike 3, and it'll be in a variety we call 495. It has the background of 499. Probably we'll see some yield and fiber quality improvements with it, a little bit different growth habit perhaps, but it represents a great new, again, the next wave of insect management technology in terms of worm control, probably improvements in corn earworm control. But the real thing it will also bring, it should be a great resistance management tool as we look to the future and maybe extend the life, the livelihood, the lifetime of BT technology in cotton for many, many years to come.
And what about bark?
Bark is a fiber quality measurement. The USDA, as they examine it, as they evaluate cotton harvested lint samples, the USDA classing office calls bark is extraneous matter, and there are some deductions for bark. There have been some varieties, and even some of our varieties have been implicated in the bark problem. It's clear if you look back to 2011, well before some of our varieties that we're dealing with now have been introduced, the USDA classing system began to take a more aggressive view of bark or extraneous, this particular extraneous matter in cotton. The textile mills apparently have complained that they're not calling enough bark. The presence of bark in fiber reduces yarn spinning efficiency, and so it's a negative thing in the whole industry, and it's probably fairly difficult to clean at the textile mill and also at the gin. One of the things we're seeing is there's some ways farmers can address bark. And hopefully have less bark, though we think from USDA, some of their guys are saying we're probably going to see new normals in terms of levels. Historically, Georgia, the Southeast, probably the levels have been less than 1%. The USDA, some of the folks I've talked with suggest we may see levels routinely of 4%. And, again, that is a deduction, a penalty for farmers. This year it's going to be 4 cents per pound. Some of the ways we think we can minimize BART would be, one is harvest in a very timely fashion. Maybe set up pickers, and I'm no picker expert, but making sure the picker is not just aggressively abusing the plant. And you can go behind the picker and see if it's chewing it up, if it's mauling it. And some of the things you can do is maybe adjust pressure plates, synchronize head speed with ground speed, and just make sure that just, again, it's not the spindles are not chewing up the plant and so forth. So those two things. There may be some other things going on. There have been a lot of questions about plant disease. A lot of things need to be investigated to explore that. We've looked at variety. Again, we've seen it in more varieties at time, but then also seen it across varieties. So, again, lots of questions to be answered. But this is a real issue as we go forward in the U.S. cotton industry, and also particularly here in the Southeast.
Absolutely. And well, I'd be remiss if I didn't, talking about harvest, talking about this year, obviously a little bit later than what we have in the past years. What are you seeing?
Well, I was kind of pessimistic on how good the crop was. It's actually looking better to me than I thought. We've got a lot of late cotton and still in a tight race to finish, and so that may pull our yields down. We don't have as good a crop as we had in 2012, but it's turning out, as the leaves have come off, and in many places it's turned out better than expected, and we're thankful for that. Hopefully that will continue. Hopefully we'll have a late frost, and we'll make some of this late cotton.